I greet you in the greeting words of peace, Shalom. The philosophy of Kemetic spirituality proudly presents a life-centered life. We wish that the information that is shared will enlighten you and guide you on your uphill path. Blessings. The ancient writings from Kemet contain words of wisdom, which can help people today to strive for Mayat. Self-reassessment makes it possible for man to continuously create himself anew. The Kemites wanted to be on the boat of the Nauru in one's lifetime. They desired to become Maharu, which means true of voice while on earth. Living a Maashan life on earth was prerequisite for being pronounced Maharu and justified on a final judgment day before one's transition. Interestingly, in the many depictions on the Day of Judgment, there has not been found a scene with an unbalanced scale. This is an indication that there was a belief that a person had the opportunity to change, that one's fate is not limited because of one's circumstance on earth, nor limited in other realms after life on earth. There is an opportunity to overcome one's faults and circumstances and to do Mayat. On earth, people go through different stages of growth. In Africa, there is a custom of renaming oneself. This is done by receiving a new name after significant changes in one's life. A person could be given a new name at an initiation, such as the time when a young person entered into manhood or womanhood, or when one reached or attained eldership. When a person did something very special, or did something extraordinary in their life, they are given a new name in a sacred ceremony and recognized as such by the community. A person does not always have to remain the same person they have once been. One becomes a new person through growth and development. This ability to grow and change is very important. Renaming oneself is also a custom common to many indigenous cultures. It is important to note here that in collective societies, such as have in indigenous cultures, there is the same concern for the individual as in so-called highly individualized societies in the Western world. The collective societies, the individual receives such attention and concern and is an important focus in the community. Whereas in the West, the individual is isolated and alone, and little attention or concern is given to people because everyone is too busy being an individual. Mayat is that which people aspire to live life. In the tomb biographies of ordinary people, words similar to these below are commonly inscribed. The following passage is one example of a biographical inscription that is found nearly on all tombs in Kemet. This one is from the biography of a man named Edi. I went forth in my city. I went down in the known. I did Maat for the possessor of Maat. I satisfied a nature because I love nature. I was loved by my father and praised by my mother, won his sister and brother's love. I repeatedly spoken Maat. I spoke Maat, I did Maat. I gave bread to the hungry, clothed the naked. I never did any evil to anyone. I never throthed anyone's inheritance. I was reverend one before Maat and before the people.
Know the world in yourself. Never look for yourself in the world, for this would be to project your illusion. This podcast was brought to you by the Philosophy of Kemetic Spirituality. We wish that the information that was shared will enlighten you and guide you on your uphill path. Blessings. I leave you as I greeted you with peace. Shalom.